Last night's virtual meeting of the Baltimore City Council saw the introduction of two bills that aim to bolster housing security as the coronavirus pandemic continues. WIPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line to walk us through this legislation. Emily, let's start off with a look at the first bill.
Sure. So the first was introduced by Councilman Ryan Dorsey. It would create an office to end homelessness, to focus on transitioning homeless people into stable housing, and a permanent housing voucher program. Dorsey says a looming eviction crisis from the heightened financial strain of the coronavirus pandemic isn't the only reason his legislation matters.
This is nothing new. Housing insecurity has been with us for a very long time here in Baltimore, where I would say by a low count, there are 3,000 people homeless in Baltimore every night.
At a news conference before last night's meeting, LaWanda Williams, Director of Housing Services at Healthcare for the Homeless, says there hasn't been a city program to combat the effects of rising rents.
Our clients that we serve every day in and day out, are not homeless because there is something, you know, inherently different about them or because there's some sort of intrinsic deficiency within them, but it's merely because they can't afford market rate rent.
And Emily, describe for us what the voucher program this bill details would look like.
Every year, the program would use about $1 million from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to pay for vouchers for those who make up to 30% of the area's median income. One thing to note is that this program would be administered through a new office that's basically a repurposed version of the mayor's Office for Homeless Services. Unlike the current office, this new one, it would operate as its own agency with a director who would have to be confirmed by the city council.
That is the first bill introduced last night. Tell us about the second one.
Sure thing. So before we do that, let's talk about the tax sale. So every year, Baltimore City hosts a tax sale as a way to collect debts owed. The items up for sale include houses. And for those to enter the sale, the debt on each property from things like outstanding property tax bills must reach at least $250 for places where the owner does not live, and $750 for those that are the owner's primary residence. The sale itself is quite the moneymaker for the city. Last year, it netted around $20 million in a single day, in part by selling the liens on homes to investors, who can then collect the debts themselves with interest. And if an owner doesn't or can't pay up, that investor is able to foreclose on their house. Last night, Councilwoman Danielle McRae of North Baltimore introduced legislation to ban the city from putting homes owned by people who are over the age of 65, low income, or disabled into this tax sale. It would also protect households with a combined income of less than $40,000. McRae says the bill is about protecting vulnerable residents.
Along with the pandemic that we're going through, we also know Baltimore's history of housing segregation, like redlining and blockbusting, and how it has contributed to racial wealth disparity. And we know that home ownership is the primary means of building intergenerational wealth. African American seniors are disproportionately affected by tax sales, along with low income and disabled homeowners.
Both McRae's and Dorsey's bills have been well received by advocates for Baltimore's homeless population, who say that affordable housing is the fastest and most efficient way to get people off the street and into homes for good. The bills have several rounds of legislation to pass before they can become law.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall for WIPR. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Nathan.